The Carolinas Aviation Museum has been in the national spotlight this week on the 10th anniversary of the event at the center of its biggest exhibit, the Miracle on the Hudson water landing in 2009. But behind the scenes, big changes are in the works. The museum is being forced to look for a new home. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
The museum says it will close and suspend most operations this summer when Charlotte Douglas Airport takes over the corporate jet hangar it has leased since 2010. The museum, the airport, and the city, which runs the airport, are in talks about another potential site, which museum officials are not disclosing yet. Museum President Steven Saucier says they've known for a few years that they'd have to move, and he's optimistic a deal can be worked out.
I think the city recognizes that this facility is a valued and growing cultural attraction in West Charlotte, which we all know is going to receive a great deal of investment over the next 10, 20 years.
After the museum closes, its historic aircraft, including the Miracle on the Hudson Airbus 320, will move temporarily to other locations at the airport. It's still not clear how the closure will affect the museum's 15 employees or when the museum might reopen in a new home. Saucier says they're planning a campaign to raise tens of millions of dollars to build a new museum and education center they hope will be, quote, an internationally recognized aviation landmark. Charlotte Douglas Airport Director Brent Cagle says the museum must move because federal guidelines require the hangar to be available to aircraft operators if they want it. A decade ago, demand for the space was down, but that's changed, says Cagle.
We're starting to see more and more demand from the corporate aviation side of the house and more companies with large corporate fleets.
Cagle says an announcement about a new location could come in a month or so. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.